Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, August 10th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man Show, coming to you here from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And coming to you live here on Blog Talk Radio. And it's so great to have you with us. I'm blessed to have you. I'm really humbled that you tune into this broadcast tonight. I'm real glad to have you. And really is a blessing. You folks are truly a blessing. And I love it when you tune in to this broadcast. And it really means a lot. And there is a little programming note that I want you to know about. And that is that tomorrow night, Wednesday, August 11th, tomorrow night, the show will be going from 7 to 8 instead of 6:30 to 8 like we normally do. Going to be heading up north with friends and family. Plan is to have a nice day near the water. And I'm excited to go to this beach. After all, it is summer in Michigan. And as those of us who live in Michigan knows, summer lasts for 3 weeks. Okay, a little bit longer than that. Just a little bit, though, right, Z? Not that much longer. Just a little bit longer. If you hear any background noise at all in the next hour and a half that we do the show, any background music by any means, chances are hopefully it'll be our Midland High School marching band, as I do live basically across the street from the stadium. They did not go into the stadium last night. It was raining. The reason they're out right now this week during band camp is because school starts in 2 weeks. It starts 2 weeks from yesterday, so on the 23rd. And so that's why they are doing band camp as early as they are. When I had left this morning, actually, we had left to do a certain errand, to run to a certain place. And then, because we went the wrong way out of my apartment complex, I mean, the right way to go to that place, but the wrong way to go get a look at the rest of the school. We saw only a few band members outside. A few, like 10. My guess is that it was like some of like the freshmen or something working on something. They do have a new director this year, curious to see how that's going to be. The previous director had been there since 1991. So he had been there since I was a very little guy. But that to say, and when you hear talk about marching band and practice, that can only mean one thing, folks. Football season is coming. As sad as we Northerners might be about summer coming to an end after Labor Day, those of us who are football fans can be excited about football season starting. So, it's like one good thing ends, but you have a different good thing coming. And I'm looking forward to a much more normal football season. Yes, stadium too, but much more normal football season than what I had, than what we had going last year, with fans filling all the different levels of stadiums, you know, high school, college, and pro. Makes it much easier to watch and listen to a game when the stadium has a lot of people in it. And you can hear the roar of that crowd. It really means something to me. What I mean by it means something is, I mean, it just gets that, I don't know if it's adrenaline or what it is, that when I'm listening to it on the radio or, you know, hearing it on the TV, that when you can hear all those people cheering and what have you, you know. And so yeah, I want to remind you that today is also in my local area. You'll have to see your local Dairy Queen for details, but in my area on the 10th of each month, it's Cheap Blizzard Day. We can go to your local Dairy Queen and pick up a blizzard for $1.44, because Dairy Queen has had blizzards for 44 years. So on the 10th day of every month, that's how they celebrate the year anniversary of the blizzard, which I think is pretty cool. Today I had what's called peanut butter paradise, or peanut butter extreme. What that was chocolate sauce, peanut butter sauce, peanut butter pieces, and Reese's Pieces. All in one. Very delicious, I have to tell you. Offer ends the 10th of each month. Price and participation may vary. See store for details. Tax Extra. And being what I've seen sometimes, not available in all areas. Want to make sure, of course, that when I advertise a certain thing, that legal disclaimers are taken care of. Because sometimes you'll even see or hear these commercials. For example, an insurance company for a certain offer. And it will say, Zianna, you might know about this, it'll say not available in all states. You've heard that before, haven't you? But like other commercials, you know, like depending on what it's for, it might say, you know, not available in all areas. A food commercial for a certain restaurant or whatever might say items may vary by location. Like things, which is kind of a way to say may not be available, you know, at all locations. Because I don't want floods of nasty people thinking, like crazy floods of people thinking, well, the Miracle Man said I could go to my local Dairy Queen and get this certain deal. Well, one time when I was in Alabama, that one, not only didn't have it, they didn't know about it. So, that's why I used the disclaimer. Because, after all, I don't like false advertising. I do not like false advertising. So, next week, in my local area here, up here in Midland, Michigan, is the Midland County Fair. I am hoping for a good Carnival Midway this year with very good rides on it, one that is at least comparable to how it was in 2019. In 2019, mind you, we were down a ride compared to 2018. We were down a big ride, but we had gotten in return a very big ride that we did not have in 2018 called the Star Dancer. Will that be there this year? I don't know. I am excited to go find out. Free admission to Midland County Fair. Parking fees do apply. Of $5 per vehicle. But always a good time at the fair. And that song, you know, oh dear, what can the matter be? Johnny so long at the fair. Well, is it about Johnny being at the fair for a super long time or what? You just remember it from when you were little, but you're not exactly sure what it's about. Because listeners, I was trying to think of like little lullabies or whatever, or different songs we might have heard that were little that mention the fair. And that was like the one that came to my attention, that came to my mind. There's songs that mention animals in that we might have heard when we were little, because those animals are a big part of the fair. You know, the pigs, you know, goats and chickens and things of that people show, horses. But not too many kids' songs specifically about the fair. That's the only kiddie song that you know of that mentions the fair, is it? Isn't it? Maybe one of you listeners knows. It was just a thought that I was thinking about. As I'm looking forward to see what it holds. And yes, I will have to get myself some more vinegar fries. Because me and vinegar fries go good together. And even though I've gotten fair food a couple times this summer, I haven't gotten an elephant ear yet, so I still am trying to get my elephant ear from the Midland County Fair. Dates are August 15th to the 21st. Another thing I want to remind you about is the flea market at Living Word Church. It's a great place to go if you're needing some things. Maybe there's some things that you need for your children for back to school or things of that nature. You can go to the flea market on August 21st. The flea market is at Living Word Church, 2010 North Stark Road. This is something I'm going to keep reminding you about as that gets closer, as I find out more details. And that's my church, and it's about being a blessing to the community. That's what it's about. That's why they put up a big tent. That's why there's free mystery tubes / hot dogs, popcorn, and soda. That's why there's that big, huge tent full of things to be given away. No, it is not a flea market. It is called a free market. And when I was very little, I wouldn't say a wee boy, but I would say four or five, when I'd remember hearing about a flea market. At first, I used to think it was called a free market. My mother had to correct me and say, "No, Rip, it's called a flea market." Why didn't they just call it a market and take the flea out of it? But anyhow, we call ours a free market because everything is free. When you were little, Zianna, did you used to think it was called a free market and not a flea market? But these little kids, they either say with their mouth or they think in their mind the funniest things. Like when they're learning how to say different things and that, you know. And I'm sure I'm not the first child by any means to which flea market actually sounded like free market. Now, when I have kids, if one of them says something about a flea market, they're like, "Yes, that is actually a thing." And I tell them, unlike when I was super little, and they were actually called a flea market. But as I find out more information, like the times of that day, on August 21st, I will make sure to broadcast that and let you know. All right. So other than the normal two things that I bring to your attention every night about the book and the about the book and about the PayPal, those are the announcements / current events that I wanted to discuss this evening. So, speaking of the book, you can go to paypal.com. That website is riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life, and it's about how God has been so faithful to our family, to me, my mother, my brother, my dad, Caleb. Talks about the different things we went through. My mom being a single mother, raising me and my brother as a single mom. Various different things that I went through. Different surgeries, different, you know, and financial stuff that my mom went through. When you read this book, it should give you hope. Go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, like the bodies of water, riversofmiracles.com. And get that book in your hand. And bless someone else with that book as well. Amen. And I remember my mom answered some questions about the book when she was with us on Wednesday night's show. And that was awesome. I really enjoyed that. And Mother, if you're listening, thank you for letting me ask you those questions on my show the other night. Thank you. All right. Now, if this show has been a blessing to you in any way since we launched this show back in July of 2017, if this show has been a blessing, which I'm sure it has been, I'd like you to please consider sowing a seed into the Miracle Man Show. And the reason I want you to sow seed so much for me, it's about I want you to get blessed by God. And God blesses those who sow a seed. God blesses those who sow seed. You may go online to paypal.com. When you get online to paypal.com, you'll see a search bar in which you'll type the name of what you would like to donate to. Or as I'm going to say it, sow a seed to. Sow your seed. You go to paypal.com, in the search bar you type in Rivers Shukla. Rivers Shukla. The first name Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep a couple things in mind. Number one, the R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. So when you're when you get on that website and you're typing in, you know what you want to sell to. R is Rivers. The R in Rivers is capitalized. The S in Shukla is also capitalized. The other thing I want to mention is that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Please keep that in mind so that as you sow your seed goes to the correct place, the proper place, the place where it should go. And saying that, when you sow your seed, as you sow your seed, I pray over your seed. And I call you blessed every time. Feel like B and I bring you the word and what have you. That I feel like I am supposed to pray for what is sown. As you listeners sow your seed. And it really does bless me when you do that. Helps keep us going. And so, as it comes to the blessing, from March to July was the season of the laying of the foundation of the heaps. Find out about the laying of the foundation of the heaps. Go to 2 Chronicles 29. And you'll find out about that as you read that chapter. Now, August to December, we're now in the month of August. This started the building of the house, which means and Dr. Rodney Howard Brown had said, this is the time of the acceleration of the heaps. Even more heaps. More. That means more blessing. Even more blessing. And how many of you know the devil has to give back seven times whatever he's stolen from you? He has to give it back seven times. Yes. The verse I want you to stand on tonight is where God said, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health. Even as your soul prospers. Amen. We're going to sing a couple of songs. And then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Through you the blind will see, through you the mute will see, through you the dead will rise, through you all hearts will praise, through you the darkness flees. To you my heart screams, I am free. To you Through you, the mute, the blind will see. Through you, the mute will sing. Through you, the dead will rise. Through you, will hearts will praise. Through you, the darkness flees. Through you, my heart screams, I am free. I am free to run. I am free to dance. I am free to live for you. I am free to live for you. I am free. Through you, the blind will see. Through you, the mute will sing. Through you, the dead will rise. Through you, all hearts will praise. Through you, the darkness flees. Through you, my heart screams, I am free. I am free. I am free to run. I am free to dance. I am free to live for you. I am free to live for you. I am free. Yes, I am free to run. I am free to dance. I am free to live for you. I am free. I am free. I am free to run. I am free to dance. I am free to live for you. I am free. Live for you. I am free. I am free. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can't go back to the beginning. I can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know here in the middle, what you promised to be. Not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? As I walk now through the valley, and glory appears. What your word is above everything. Oh, I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? Is all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? Is all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? Not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? is all I want, is all you are. Will you meet me here again? I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? You speak, the waters run at your command. You hold the moon and stars within your hand. We sing, God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. Oh, oh, oh. There'll never be anyone like Jesus. You speak, the waters rush, there's no end. And the world was just one word. The world began. You are living wrong. The grave was overwhelmed by perfect love. We sing, God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. Your name is greater than any name I know. Your name is higher than any other throne. You are the author, the creator of it all. You stand alone. You stand alone. Your name is greater than any name I know. Your name is higher than any other throne. You are the author, the creator of it all. You stand alone. You stand alone. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. We sing, God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. ever be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. There hasn't been anyone like you before. There will never be anyone like you. No thing can compare to you. Nothing that I desire can compare to you. Thank you, Lord God, that for what you are to us. We love you, Lord. And so great to have you in our lives. And we're just so grateful to know you. And I take none of your benefits for granted. I take none of your benefits for granted, Jesus. None. Thank you, Lord God, for what you are to me, for who you are to me. Thank you, Lord God, for what you represent for us, for your healing power, for your unfailing love towards us. And now, I thank you for these listeners tonight, that every need that they have is met by you. Whatever the needs are. And I pray over our bodies, that our bodies would be well in you. In fact, listeners listening to me, put your hands on certain parts of your body. Start calling them well. Lungs, be well. Eyes, be well. Ears, be well. Hear. Feet, I call you well in the name of Jesus. Legs, knees, I call you well. Stomach, intestines. I call you well. Back, I call you well. Body, I call you well in the name of Jesus. Healed in the name of Jesus. You know, and just because you're calling yourself well, does that mean that these are areas that you don't feel good by any means? You know? So, and even if you're not in a hole financially, you should be calling yourself blessed. So why not, if you're feeling good, calling yourself well? It's the same concept. Now, Lord, I just thank you that you heal our bodies, that you heal our minds, that you just work on us tonight. And you just meet all of our needs, the needs of these listeners represented on the show tonight. And now, I thank you for the word tonight, that you use me to deliver this word. And I thank you, Lord God, Holy Spirit, I give you permission to come in and do whatever it is that you want to do. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word going forth tonight. And now I make my confession over this show, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come onto this program, that increases in terms of increases in listenership come to this program. And most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, amen, amen. Let's make our confession. Because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Wave that Bible around a bit. Make the devil mad. Cheer while you're at it. Amen. The devil doesn't like it when people are excited about the Word of God. Go to Mark chapter 9 tonight. Excuse me, Matthew chapter 9. I did not mean Mark. I meant Matthew. So forgive me there. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Word of God. Amen. The wonderful, majestic Word of God. Mm-hmm. Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, he came to his own town. Should I tell you what verse? Verse 1. He stepped into a boat, crossed over, came to his own town. Some people brought to him a paralytic who was lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise up and walk, so that you may know that the Son of Man, has authority on earth to forgive sins?" Then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." The man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe. They praised God, who had given such authority to men. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at a tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he said. Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him, and his disciples and the Pharisees saw this. They asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." But he said, "Go learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." In one of the Gospels, it says, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. 14. John's disciples came and asked him, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast? Your disciples do not fast." Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn when he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. On those days they will fast. No one sews a patch on cloth, of new cloth on an old garment. The patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear even worse. Neither do men pour new wine into old wine bottles. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wine skins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wine skins. Both are preserved." While he was saying this, a woman came and knelt down before him and said, a man came down, knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died. But come and put your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus got up. Question, am I hearing what I think it is, or is it something else? She will live. Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned, saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." The woman was healed from that moment. When Jesus entered the ruler's house, saw the flute players and the noisy crowd, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead but asleep." They laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread all through that region. Verse 27. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him. He asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. He touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, it will be done for you." Their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." They went out, spread the news about him all over the region. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. When the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and they said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." 35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing all of those that were sick, healing every disease and sickness, all, not some, not most, all, healing all sickness and disease. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless. They were like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful. The workers are few. The Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers to his harvest field." So, what you see here, Jesus going and doing various miracles. First, he goes, I'm backing it up here, he heals a paralytic. Now, a paralytic is someone who is paralyzed. And Jesus tells this formerly paralyzed person who can now walk. I mean, first he tells him, "Sir, your sins are forgiven." Rather than saying, "Get up and walk." Of course the Pharisees, the Sadducees, teachers of the law, the wouldn't sees, the couldn't sees, the should have seens. Yeah. Of course, they're all there. And anywhere he tried to go and do a miracle, they always had to be there. Always. Couldn't escape him. Didn't seem like he could escape him. But they were asking, you know, isn't it easier to say? And he said, you know, isn't it easier to say, get up and walk? And he's like, know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then Jesus says, tells that paralyzed man, man, I say unto you, get up and walk. He got up, took his mat, and left. Then he goes to deal with the issue of blood. And that lady, she had been subject to bleeding for 12 long years. Imagine having that kind of thing that's causing you to just bleed and bleed and bleed for 12 years. No hope, no cure, no treatment. And Mark, it talks about how she had spent all she had on her medical care, under the care of many, a great many doctors. All the specialists of that day that she could have went to, all the blood specialists, all the different specialists that she could have went to try to find an answer. But all she did was get worse. And by the way, they didn't have the meds like they have today. You know, the different techniques that they can use. You know, the medical system, which God does use, by the way. God does use doctors. He uses the medical system. He uses surgery. He uses nurses. He uses many different things that he uses. And so that lady who has that serious medical condition, subject to bleeding for 12 years. And she has the faith. She's able to say to herself, if all I do is go up there and touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I can be healed. All I have to do is go up there, find my way up to where Jesus is, touch his garment, and I can be healed. Sometimes you just have to have that feeling that you can just touch the garment of Jesus to receive whatever it is that Jesus has for you. That all you have to do is get close enough to find Jesus' garment, so that you can receive what it is that Jesus wants for you to receive from him, whatever it is that you're believing him for. And when you're in your darkest hour, that's what you have to do. And So those, when they went to the house where she lived, there was all these people inside, all the flute players, a noisy crowd. And then Jesus told them, you know, she's not dead, she's asleep. And he put all those people outside, those people who were on the way, in the way, messing with him. He was basically like, get them out. Come on, disciples, let's get them out of here, please. He puts them outside, goes in there, ministers to her. And she receives what Jesus has for her. Then, the next place Jesus goes to, there's a man who's blind. There's those who are blind and those who are mute. The blind men come to Jesus saying, Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me. I've been asked before at my church. When they were talking about the blind and them calling out to Jesus for their eyesight. And they've had me quote that right from my seat. Here's what they didn't say. Blind! I'm blind! I need some help. Does anyone know where Jesus is? I know he's here. I believe he's coming. Does anybody know where he is? Does anybody know? Anyone help me up there? You know, they didn't even have, at the time, of course, they didn't have the white canes. They didn't have the canes for tactile. Like to help you know where you're at, to try to get a feel for what's in front of him. But instead of yelling all that, you know, I need help. Somebody take me up there. He said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. That's what those blind men said. Jesus gets indoors. Those blind folk, those blind men come to Jesus. They find out where he is and they go to him and Jesus asks them. Now, guys, do you believe that I have the power to do this? Do you believe that I'm able to do this? They said, yes, Lord, we do believe. You see, these people had faith. They had faith. They had that God kind of faith. And they knew in their mind, they knew for a fact that God was that Jesus was the healer, that he could heal their eyes and cause them to see again. And you know what? Jesus, the restorer, restored their eyes. Being their eyes were restored, you know what that tells me? That tells me that at one point they could see, like me. I could see until I was 3 months old. When I was 3 months old, I had that amaurosis that took my eyesight. God didn't put the amaurosis there. Uh-uh. And if you ever get an attack on your body and you sit there and think, it's for the glory of God. God's trying to teach me something. If that's what you're thinking, someone's taught you a faulty doctrine. Or your brain is just... not where it should be with God. Because it's not God that makes us sick. It's God that heals us, not makes us sick. God said, I will put none of these sicknesses or diseases upon you, referring to his people. That was a side note there that I felt I could use to teach. But you see, and then there was these mute people, this mute guy, he had a demon. This demon made him mute. There were these Pharisees there, and you know, the Pharisees and all those teachers of the law, ooh, there they go again. All the time. So often, Jesus tries to do a miracle and there's these Pharisees there. But some of those people there, they try to say, you know, it's by the prince of demons that he drives out demons. Which, if you ask me, is not a good doctrine. Jesus drove out that demon. And all other demons that he's driven out by God. Not by the prince of devils. So, some of these people who believe for miracles, they have to do some crazy things to get them. I think of another time where a different paralytic got healed. He was brought in through the roof of that synagogue. He was brought in through the roof because it was that capacity. I mean, literally, no one else could fit in through the door. It was not like, we could have fit maybe a couple more people in, but the fire marshal said the building's only allowed 1,600 people, we'll say. And so, the place was literally full. Could not fit another person in. But they get in there through the roof. And they find their way right in front of him. Down. They plop that mat down right there in front of Jesus. In front of all those people. Bet you the synagogue ruler was like, what's he doing? Sure, that synagogue ruler is thinking, if they have a security guard or whatever, they're thinking, security, where are you right now? And so, but the question becomes, do you have the faith to be healed? Because you can sit there and cry all you want if you're sick. You can sit there and cry, heal me, heal me, heal me, God heal me, God heal me, God heal me, heal me, heal. But then he might ask you, well, do you have any faith? Have you built up faith? You know, are you holding on to that faith? Do you know the evidence? Are you calling those things that are not as though you are? Are you calling your body healed and whole? Rather than just saying, heal, 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 because faith, part of what faith is calling those things that are not as though they are. Like, say, your hair has went bald. You believe in God for a full head of hair again. What you say is, in the name of Jesus, I declare that my hair is coming back. It is growing back in the name of Jesus. Or like me with my eyes. I say, Lord, I declare that my sight is restored in your name, Jesus. Thank you that you are the God that restores eye. You are the God that fixes eye sockets, that works in the back of my eyes, that works on the cornea, that, you know, in the different parts of the eyes. And see yourself. You have to see yourself healed. And if you're bound by, like, alcohol, drugs, or something like that, don't go around saying, I'm an alcoholic. I'm a drug user. No. See yourself free from those things. You're trying to get free? Of course, ask God to help you, but you have to call yourself free, see yourself free, not see yourself as bound by those things, by those demons that come with those things. See yourself free. See yourself delivered. See yourself blessed. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Thank you for all these miracles that you've done. Thank you that you are the miracle worker. I thank you, Lord God, that when we need something from you in our bodies, in our minds, when we're trying to get free from something, trying to get healed, trying to get, you know, better, you know, with finances and that rather than seeing ourselves bound or sick or poor, we will make good confessions over ourselves that we are healed, rich, and free. And that we will not only live by faith, but we will confess by faith and walk that faith walk that you want us to live. And I just thank you, Lord God, that we will put this word to practice and not be hearers of this word only. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. In your mighty, matchless name, amen. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you at 7 tomorrow night.